Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Somebody make a Holy Ghost sound. Amen. Zechariah chapter number 8, verse number 22 and 23. God bless you. You can be seated. Let's clap for the musicians. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 8. Amen and amen. Wow, what a blessing. No, you're not making sound. I said, what a blessing. Say, Jesus is all that I need to have all my needs met. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's read in concert. Let's read in concert. Everybody go. Yeah. Many people and strong nation shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem. Not in Jerusalem, in manna. Amen. Hallelujah. And to pray before the Lord. Wow. May this be our portion. Verse 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts. In those days it shall come to pass. Hey. 10 men shall hold their skirts. Hold somebody's skirts. Amen. I didn't say hand, I say skirt. Amen. Practically. You see, practically, as you are coming to church, somebody will hold your shirt. From this day, I decree, practically, somebody will hold your shirt and say, you are leaving. I'll go with you. I will do what? Say they shall take hold out of all the languages of the nation. Even shall take hold of the skirt of him. Saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God. Father, bless your word as it comes to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Please be seated. This is a prophecy that God gave to the people. You see, prophecies are direct words from God or inspirational words from God spoken through men. Many a times, prophecies are spoken at a time where God wants to speak into the future of his people. So, at the time the prophecy was being said, nothing seems to be working. At that time, you could see trouble or lack or famine. Then the Lord would use his prophets to speak unto the people that if they will obey and align to the things of God, the Lord himself will bless them and do this and that and that. In a similar way, the people of Israel has been scattered. Trouble has set in. Nothing seems to be working. But when they return to the Lord said that he's going to make them an icon to the nations. The Lord said that he is going to cause men to be gathered again. The Lord said he is going to make them a sought after. He is going to make them a proud people. Hallelujah. So the word of the Lord by the prophet is telling them that look, a time is coming and that time is now. that because of what the Lord is going to do in your life, because of his presence that is with you, anytime you wake up and say you are going to Jerusalem to go and pray, then at least 10 people will hold your skirt and say that we'll go with you. Oh my God. They will say that we have seen that there is a God with you, and therefore we will go with you. So what do you think is happening here? What do you think is happening now? It was the season of answered prayer. It was season of what? It was season of what? It was season of what? Beloved, we have come to believe and we have come to know that we serve a God that heareth prayer. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 says that, call on me and I will answer. Call on me and I will answer. That alone is enough. Call on me and I will answer. And he said, I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. So anytime we pray, we are believing God to answer. Because one of his names is that he is a prayer answering God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, the proof of God with his people is by answered prayers. The proof of God with his people is by answered prayer. When God is meeting us at the point of our need, miracles simply means God's intervention in the affairs of men. When God is intervening in a man's life, that is what we call miracle. So the proof of God's presence is in your answered prayer. Whichever way God answers it, it is still an answer. It is still an answer. Call on me and I will answer. So when the people were receiving answered prayer, it became obvious. It became public. Everybody was seeing that these people have something unique. These people were operating in different dimensions. These people are walking in certain graces. Praise God. Because whatever they pray for, God answers it. Hallelujah. 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 That also shows that these people were walking in the realms of testimonies. They were walking in the realms of what? Because when you pray and God answers it, that is when you have a testimony. You don't have a testimony when every day you are crying. Every day you are sorrowing. Every day you are tearing. As for you, you are carrying. Every day there is a problem or another that you are carrying. No. So as the people were trooping in, following them, holding their skirt, it was an indication of what? Answered prayer, which were being seen through their testimonies. Hallelujah. 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 In this service, one of the command that unlocks supernatural life, that breaks flow the supernatural, which is a life of answered prayer, is the testimony command. Say the testimony command. Yes. If a man wants to walk as a sign and a miracle, if a man wants to always commanding miracles, signs and wonders, living the supernatural, having the answered prayer, then you must also know and issue a testimony command. say the testimony command. So those of you who have been following the series, you had several commands. The last I just did in the second service was what? The sound command. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody the testimony command. That is, we say the testimony command. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verse number 144. Psalm 119, verse number 144. The Bible says, the righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. The righteousness of thy testimonies. The righteousness of thy testimonies. We serve a God who is full of testimony. And the Bible says that these testimonies gives me understanding, and I shall live. I shall live. So by testimony, we are able to understand God better, and therefore we are able to live better. Praise God. Praise God. The word of God from Genesis to Revelation is full of testimonies. It's full of testimonies. Every single life, every single adventure, every single episode, it's a testimony that was lived. And I pray that as the word of God is coming, may your life become a testimony as well. In the name of Jesus Christ. What are testimonies? My God. Testimonies are pointers to our heritage. Testimonies are pointers to our heritage. Psalm 119, verse 111. Psalm 119, verse 111. That's 111. He said that thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. So testimonies are pointers to your heritage. The heritage is that which God, through his son Jesus, has bequeathed for us. It is that which God has installed for you as a child of God. And the Bible says, thy testimonies have I taken as my head. Thy word, thy testimonies. The word of God is full of testimonies. And as you receive these testimonies, it becomes your heritage. Your heritage means it becomes your portion. It becomes your property. It becomes your own. I pray that may the Lord's testimonies become your own. Somebody's blessed. And the testimonies of the Lord we share and multiplies back to us. Every testimony has the capacity to multiply itself back into your life. Every word of God, every adventure in God's word has a way of replicating itself also in your life. In your life. In your life. Psalm 119, verse number 46. Psalm 119, verse number 46. Luke chapter 9, verse 26. Let's read them quickly. What are testimonies? They have a way of replicating your life. Say that, I will speak of thy testimony. Also before kings, and will not be ashamed. Testimonies are spoken. And they have a way of replicating itself in a man's life. When you speak testimonies, it takes shame out, it's shame away. Whenever you speak of his testimony,
takes your shame away.
What a blessing. Go to Luke chapter number 9. Luke chapter number 9, verse 26. Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of whom shall the Son of Man be ashamed of? Ah. When he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and that of the holy angels. When we are ashamed of the Lord's testimony, we become ashamed. But when we love and speak his testimony, shame is taken away from us. From today, may we love the testimonies of God. Your amen is sick. I said, may we love the testimonies of God. And may shame be taken away from us. What are testimonies? Testimonies are prophetic. They 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 are prophetic. Go with me to Revelation 19:10. Let's write them and read them later. Revelation 19:10, Matthew 9:20-26, and Matthew 14:35-36. Revelation 19:10, Matthew 9:20-26, and Matthew 14:35-36. Give me one or two of them. Let's read. Revelation 19:10 say that, and I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou, do it not. I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of what? Prophecy. So testimony is prophetic. And anytime we give testimony, we are testifying of the spirit of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the testimony of God. Now, anytime you begin to declare God's testimony, you are declaring the spirit of prophecy. This morning and beyond, may the spirit of prophecy be upon you now. As you declare the testimony of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Go with me to the next verse, the next chapter. Yes. Matthew 9:20 says that, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hand of his garment. Continue. Then the Bible says, and she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Follow me. Then the Bible says, and Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith, continue, had made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And she made in her mind that if I might touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Beloved, until we come to testify of what Jesus can do and what he has done in our lives, we'll never be able to see his glory upon us. Signs and wonders are as a result of great testimonies that are released. Beloved, testimonies has a way of replicating itself in the life of a man. The Bible says that everything that was written aforetime were written for our good today, that through them we might also be able to live that which was written before time. Praise God. Every scriptural example is for your good today. If it happened in the days of old, then it can happen in your life. Therefore, as you declare and as you speak of these testimonies, they also become your testimony. I pray that every word of God spoken concerning your life becomes your testimony now. In the name of Jesus. Say the testimony command. Hallelujah. Testimonies are spiritual arrows of triumph. They are spiritual arrows of triumph. If you want to triumph in life, then you need a testimony command. What a blessing. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 12-58. 1 Samuel chapter number 17. It talks about David. Praise God. And we know the David story. But what really amazes me about David's story was at a time when Goliath and the Philistines have come up against the people. And now, army soldiers or armed men or people who are supposed to be in battle are now in hiding. Because there was a man called Goliath who has risen up to fight the armies of God. The Bible says, and it came to pass that at that particular instant, where David's brothers were at war front, trying to find a way by which they will be able to overcome this enemy, David was sent to go and give food and bread to his brothers. And when he got there, he saw how the Philistine, that is Goliath, insulting the armies of God. And the Bible says that his heart was dead within him. He had a holy anger to stop this uncircumcised Philistine. So he went to his brothers and told him that, hey, I can fight this giant. He said, you are crazy. Wabo. Even soldiers are running away. Men have become women. And women have become children. All because of one person. Let me tell you, there comes a time in a man's life that the situation will cause you to mellow. The situation will cause you to withdraw from your strength. You see, sometimes you are faced with a challenge and you forget who you are. You forget your strength and what you can do. You forget, you become paralyzed and paranoid. And you are gripped with fear to the extent that you cannot do anything. That makes fear a dangerous thing. And I pray that fear will not grip you in any way. The enemy's greatest weapon is to bring fear upon your life. That is why he's rolling like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is rolling like a lion, but he's not a lion. Just as Goliath was rolling like a lion, and all men in Israel have given up. All men in Israel have withdrawn. They have run into the caves. All men in Israel are running away. And David said that I'll be able to fight this uncircumcised Philistine. Then the Bible said, they said, let's go and tell the king. So, and Saul asked him, you cry. Whoa, look at you, small boy, you, what do you have? He said, king, live for long. I will be able to do it. I'll be able to see. Sometimes the blessings, the deliverer, the one that God has appointed to help you will come from unlikely places. The army is weak. Is somebody here with me? People you don't expect. That's why you must love everybody.
That is why you must open up for everybody. That because you don't know the kind of person that God may use to bring your deliverance and to bring you joy. Is somebody here with me? So ask, what is your evidence? What shows that you'll be able to deal with it? He said, my Lord, I know how to fight. Because of time, that's why we are not reading. He said that when I used to keep my father's food, and there comes a bear, there comes a lion, and there comes big animal to come and then pounce on this animal. I go to this animal, I find them, and I open their mouth, and I take the sheep out of their mouth. And therefore, I know that just as God delivered the bear and the lions into my hand, in the same way, he would deliver this uncircumcised Philistine also into my hand. Say, point of reference. Oh, come on, look at the way you are saying it. Say, point of reference. Testimonies is what gives you a point of reference for momentum. The same God who delivered the bear and the lions into my hand. Now, where is David's strength coming from? Where is David's ability to be able to deal with the situation coming from? He said, I know that the same God who did it before, when I was alone in the fields with the sheep and the animals come attacking the sheep, the same God that strengthened me to deliver the sheep out of the mouth of the lions would deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistines. Therefore, I will be able to deal with this man. I don't know what is confronting you now. I don't know the issues that you are going through. I don't know the challenges of your life, the perplexities and the vicissitudes. I don't know your pain, but the question this morning is that, has God done it before? Has it ever happened before? Has it ever delivered you before? Has it ever brought you through before? If only he has done it before, then he will surely do it again. And that which he did before must be your testimony for the next level. Hallelujah. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be one of them. Testimony. 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 Tell somebody testimony. You are worried. Are you alive? Do you have strength in you? I always tell people, I use it on my schedule one of the days, that if God always allows you to wake up every morning, then it's an indication that he's not finished with you yet. That alone is a testimony. And that should give you enough grounds to propel you to your next level. David saw that, look, if God did it before, then he will do it again. If he did it before, he will do it again. Hallelujah. Say testimonies. Testimonies. Listen. You cannot move to your next level if you don't celebrate God for what he did before. That which he did before becomes the platform on which he would do the next one. God always builds up. He adds up to us. If he did it before,
then it is an indication that you will do it again. That alone became David's confidence and said, I will fight this uncircumcised Philistine. Maybe you have failed once, but remember, you have failed before and God pushed you through. So failing now is not an issue, because I failed before and he pushed me through. Is somebody here? And that is a testimony. That is a testimony. And what happened? We know the story. Eventually, that which he said became a reality. Let's finish here. What is it that God has done before? If you want to walk in the supernatural, always learn to celebrate God for what he has done before. Don't cry in your present misery or your present issue. Don't make God feel broken and down, because anytime you begin to feel broken and down, God sits up there and says, ah, you have disappointed me. Have you forgotten what I did before? Have you forgotten how I took you through all that you have been through? And now, just this little thing you are going through, you have given up. And you are broken. Anytime we fail to appreciate him for what he did before, it stagnates your life. It makes you stagnant. You plateau. You don't move forward. But hey, I may not be what I'm supposed to be now or yet, but I know that once he brought me to this place, he's taking me. You see, where I am is not my permanent position. It is just a season. I'm just going through something. I'm just going through something, and very soon it is going to be over. God is taking me through something. God is pushing me through something. This is not where I'm meant to be, but I'm going through it. It may not be good, but I'm going through it. It may not be right, but I'm going through it. People are saying all kinds of things about me, but I'm going through it. They want me to give up, but I'm going through it. They said it will not help me, but I'm going through it. All because I know that if he brought me up, then he's bringing me through. I don't know if you want to flow in the supernatural, then you must know the testimony command. The Bible says that the testimony of the Lord, they are very sure. They are sure. They are sure. You can live every life that was ever lived in Scripture, because they are a testimony to you. And as you see, as you begin to believe in those testimonies, and as you begin to pray into those testimonies, they become your testimony as well. There is no testimony that doesn't have a scriptural background. If it doesn't have a scriptural basis, then it's not a testimony. I pray for somebody today. Where you are is not an accident. It was a calculated plan and purpose of God. What is happening in your life is not just by accident. You may call it a mistake, but God knows best. Oh, I don't want to go there again. God knows best. And if he did it before, he's going to do it again. If he has brought our church to this level, don't worry. Don't fret. Let's keep on doing the right thing. Let's keep on celebrating God for what he did. Some of you may not understand what we did last Friday. It could be that, oh, Pastor, now what is so unique about this altar? What is so important on the building that you have not fully finished? And you are thanking God for, hey, shut up! Tell somebody, shut up. I wish every man would thank God for the building. Because the more we thank God, the more he keeps on adding. Is somebody here? He said that out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voices that make merry. And the Lord shall increase them, and they shall not be few. And he shall multiply them, and they shall not be small. The more you thank God, the more he adds up to you. The more you celebrate him for what he did before, it gives you enough grounds to receive more. It opens your capacity for more. Is somebody here with me? This thing that we did, the heavens are open. This building, the top there, can I prophesy? There are individuals that are going to take up the mantle of building the top there for the church free of charge. I prophesy. You see, your army was short. How many of you believe in the amen you said? Just let's be sincere. Let's be sincere. How many of you believe in the amen you said? You know, sometimes it has become a routine. Every word, let's say amen. So sometimes we say amen without thinking. Amen. And your hope. I came this morning to encourage you that if you did it before, he's doing it again. The same God right then is the same God right now. He has never changed. May the testimony of what he did before bring you to your next level. Is somebody here? Are you giving up? Do you feel that you are a lone ranger? You know, there are times that you feel like I'm alone. You have all come to that point before. I have come to that point today. I have come there. When I feel that I'm all alone. When I feel that I'm all alone. You know, sometimes if you don't have friends and you are born alone as a boy, it's a serious thing. Some of you must be there. You must be there to know what I'm talking about. I'm the only boy, and I don't have friends too. So you can imagine, if it's not church, what it is. God have mercy. After I feel that there are times that I go, I now. Friends. I'll tell somebody I don't have pastor friends. I don't have like, you know, all my friends, they are older than me. Amen. Somebody. Testimony of the Lord. I said the testimonies of the Lord. I wish I could go deeper about time or not. I know God will add up to us the next time. But as we bring the whole series to a close, you must, or you are expected to overflow, not just be filled with the supernatural life, but you must overflow in them. I pray that these words that we have shared over the mind would be embedded in your spirit, would sink in every fiber of your being, and will cause you to be able to do exploits for God. What a blessing. Be on your feet. Hallelujah. You must learn to share testimonies. As you share them, God also will add up to you. Amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.